We're here with Stan Hackney, Assistant Director for Special Projects at the Mobile Museum of Art in Alabama. How cool.
Yes, that's me.
What a beautiful location. Talk about sense of arrival.
Yeah, we're in West Mobile, Langham Municipal Park. And yeah, we have a beautiful scenery to look at and a lot of activity. We're not in downtown, which at times can be difficult for tourism because they have to kind of track.
Find out where we are. I just noticed a school group walking by us, so it's very much a community destination.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We try to involve the community in everything. We have classes for pre-K up to adults. The adult classes, we have pottery wheel and watercolor. We have a new class coming up for photography and another one for batik, fabric work. Those are the adult things. There's all kinds of kids programs and spring art camps and summer art camps, and then endless numbers of school groups.
Talk a little bit more about an art gallery museum being a viable part of the community outreach.
And that is what my department particularly does, is the outreach. Along with the classes, we have programs which we publicize. We get out through public radio, commercial radio, television, any way we can to let people know about the different things we have going on. And we want to get the community very much involved. And I think we're doing a pretty good job of it.
Give us an example of some of the more fun, engaging programs that you have done.
Well, actually, just last night, we had something a little different. We had, and I may not get the title exactly right, subject matter that's difficult, why artists deal with difficult subject matter. And so we had a panel of community artists, a professor from the University of Mobile, professor from over at University of South Alabama, one from Spring Hill, a couple local working artists. So they were the panel, and we had a really great turnout, and basically warned everybody that some of the subject we were going to talk about is kind of difficult, and just had a panel discussion about where is the border and what is the role of the artist and what is the role of the museum, because often this becomes a big problem. You know, what is offensive to one person may not be to another. So it was a very interesting program. So that was just one program. We also do, on the first Thursday of every month, we do a night market, which is basically an arts and crafts fair, kind of a miniature arts and crafts fair. We have 30 to 35 different people, everything from soap making to candles to pottery, stained glass. We have chocolate guys that make chocolates. And what's great about it, it never gets weathered out. You know, never have to worry about the rain, because what we do is we clear out this huge public space. So all the furniture you're seeing, all this, we clear it out for that evening. And they set up their booths in their area. So that's another thing we have. Third Thursdays, we do live at the museum, and we have all kinds of music things. It could be jazz, it could be rock and roll, it could be folk, all kinds of different things, and that's in our auditorium. So we're doing all kinds of things to engage the community.
And if I remember correctly, Thursday is also a special day of the week as far as an entree to the community.
Yes, our Thursdays, the only day of the week we're open until night. We're open until 9 o'clock at night. It's free by donation, and the public come here in great numbers, thankfully. And it's great because they can see all of the galleries, they can see all of the wonderful art, all the different changing exhibitions, along with a program if it interests them. You know, if that's something that interests them that night, they can join in on the program.
That's really cool, because I think there's nothing worse than having an awesome kind of coliseum-like place in a community and yet have a barrier to the common man.
Mm-hmm. Thursdays are really fun day. Every day is a fun day. It's a great place to work. To work in a museum is a great place, although I think a lot of people think we just walk around and stare at the art. There's a lot that goes on to make all this happen. All the, as I said, the marketing and the PR and the classes and the organizing and getting ready for the next exhibition, because most of the exhibitions, depending on what they are and for a variety of different variable reasons, they could be as brief as only 3 months, up to a year. Like one of the exhibitions that we just recently opened, Renee Culler, did a huge glass installation in an entire gallery. It was a huge commitment on her part and our part, so that show will be up for a year.
Historically, the community came to see the art. In recent times, some museums and galleries and whatnot are bringing art to the people. What are you doing along that line?
Well, we actually have a pop-up museum, which I make six, 8 months ago, and I might have the timing a little off, but the city of Mobile asked us to do something downtown, to get a presence downtown, and also help to in the revitalization and making downtown more active and beautiful. So there's a space right in the middle of downtown. It's actually where you go to pay your parking tickets. Oddly, that's in that building. So it's what we're calling the pop-up museum, and it's a glass and ceramics exhibition. What's really cool about it is it is an old building. I don't know when it was built, but it's an old building with all glass front. So you basically don't even have to go in the building. You can be out on the window and you'll see all the displays. It's wonderful if you do step in because there's additional displays inside. But from the street, it's really quite stunning. And it has brought a great presence to downtown and making people that maybe are downtown that don't really know about us, whether it's somebody that lives here or if it's somebody from out of town, then they know about us. Other thing, which hopefully for all the tourists and people that travel, we have done something with all of the museums and cultural locations and historic houses at the airport. As you go in the airport and down the terminal, we have vitrines, pedestals, everything from the History Museum, the Carnival Museum, Bragg Mitchell Home, Gulf Quest, us, everybody, you know, has their three or four pedestals there. So it lets everybody know who are coming into Mobile, wow, there's all these incredible things. And the organization we loosely call MOM, it's Museums of Mobile.
And how about true outreach to the schools, to bringing art and lectures and programs to the classroom?
Well, that becomes a bit of a sticky wicket. The schools really come to us. We have a great education department, and we have classrooms and teachers. So, and again, I'm not all abreast on all of the educational system, but basically the arts have been cut, seriously, but a lot of the schools are still doing some art programs, but in whatever the cost efficiency is, they're coming to us instead of we going to them. Now, we are doing other outreach programs. Like, we're doing a wonderful thing with the Salvation Army. They have a home, Family Haven, which is wonderful. I mean, they're doing incredible work. It's a great facility. It's almost like a fancy motel, basically. And it's for people that have come on some hard times, that don't have a job, don't have a home, lost their home, families with children. And they're giving them a place to live and get their life back on track, helping to give them guidance in finding jobs, in finding homes, helping them. But in the meantime, they give them, you know, a temporary place to live. And I think, and again, you'd have to check with the Salvation Army, I think it's like 15 families that they can help at a time. We are doing an art program there. We do it every other Tuesday night, and we take the supplies, we take the teachers, we take museum staff, and we go and teach everything from making clay pots to snowflakes at Christmas time, Easter eggs at Easter, doing all kinds of different special programs. We gear them so that basically there's nothing gets repeated. It's been a great collaboration.
Let's talk about art as a therapeutic modality for Alzheimer's and how you're engaged there.
Well, we do have a program called Keepsake, and we have specially trained docents and staff members who have the ability to deal with the actual physical person dealing with Alzheimer's and the families. I am no expert on it at all, but we do have people, and they actually give tours of the exhibition and do hands-on projects often with them as a therapy to help, and it really helps to engage the caregiver, because it becomes a very, very tough thing as their loved one kind of starts to fade away, to keep that attachment. It does seem very therapeutic.
In your time here, can you think or remember any kind of life game-changing experiences by kids that came here and kind of their eyes were opened and their lives transformed because?
Oh, well, we see it quite often, you know, with the younger children who have really not been exposed to or seen art, and they see things, and it's often very interesting to see, like, what kind of, you know, the thing that attracts them, and it's different with all of them.
Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised, only because I love art, and I remember myself as a kid, and I remember I was so fortunate. My mom and dad grew up on farms in North Carolina, and they basically, after my dad got out of World War II, they did not want to be farmers, so they moved to Washington, D.C., so I grew up in Washington, D.C., and it was all new to them, and I had the luxury of mom and dad every, you know, taking me to all the museums and I remember, and I am aging myself, is when the Mona Lisa came to the Smithsonian in, I think it was 62, when I was a little boy, and I remember waiting in line to look at the Mona Lisa. So I know the importance and how it can really help. And
so it was a transformative experience for you.
Oh, in for sure.
Created who you are today.
Yeah, for sure. And I know it can be for everyone. And I mean, it's proven, scientifically proven, that, you know, art really does help children in math and science. It just basically opens up certain areas of the brain, allows them to think creatively, which a lot of people, you know, just have a hard time grasping that. How can that drawing and seeing art do that? But it does. And so I do know it can be very transformative. And also for children, because, you know, everybody's different. I mean, we're all different. Some kids, like my sister, is very analytical and is a great accountant and can, you know, and I can't balance a checkbook. So everybody's different. And I think it's a wonderful way for creative kids who don't kind of necessarily fit in some of the maybe more traditional book ways, that it gives them an outlet. Hey, this can be something.
And look at you, it created your life.
Yeah, God,
I love
life with this. For better or worse, yes.
Love it. I'd love to go on. It's been wonderful, but my time is up.
Okay.
And so I'm just going to have to come back and visit you again.
Please do. Yeah, we have as you see, an incredible museum. It's a treasure that a lot of people aren't really aware of, because we're close to 90,000 square feet, constantly new stuff going on. It's an exciting, fun place.
Stan Hackney, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Stan Hackney, the Assistant Director for Special Projects at the Mobile Museum of Art in Alabama.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.